Well, backup generators are a great addition to any home. Having one means you'll never be left in the dark when the power goes out. Up next is a guy who knows a lot about backup generators. You've actually installed some on his television show, This Old House, Kevin O'Connor. Thanks for stopping by the program.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here, Tom. And you're right, they are great devices to have. You know, they're especially useful in areas that are prone to outages or if you've got important equipment that can never be without power. You're probably going to install it permanently in your backyard, and it's most likely going to run off of propane or natural gas. They're typically going to have an automatic transfer switch, and that means that it's going to sense when the power goes out, it's going to automatically turn on the generator, and then it will power the house.
Now, backup generators can come in any size. Is bigger always better?
Well, you know, you could get one that could power the entire house, but most likely the generator is going to be sized to provide power only to certain critical circuits, lights, and appliances. And if you want more information about backup generators, there are several videos on thisoldhouse.com.
Kevin O'Connor from This Old House, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit.
Always good to be here, Tom.
You know, and Tom, you actually have a Generac backup generator at home and at the studio, and seeing how many times your Generac has saved us, I am absolutely ready to buy one for my home, too, and we have had a lot of blackouts this summer where I live.
It is totally a good idea.
I mean, it's really crazy, and if you think this is something you might like for your own home, guys, you know, we encourage you to take a look at the videos on thisoldhouse.com, and they'll walk you through the entire generator shopping process.
And This Old House is proudly sponsored by GMC. GMC, we are professional grade. Well, a blackout might be a good excuse for those kids who didn't finish their homework, but let's...